The Red Cliff Band has been investigating the dumping of more than 1,400 barrels a few miles from the Duluth Harbor for 5 years. Now they've signed their largest contract with the Department of Defense, $1.2 million over the next 2 years to remove about 70 of those barrels and examine the contents to see if they pose a danger to the fish habitat and drinking water of Lake Superior. This report is the culmination of last year's lake bottom sonar and camera survey of 96 square miles. It found nearly 600 likely barrels in varying states of rust. Pictures show concrete mixed with what's being called munitions debris, scrap from a 1950s secret grenade project that the United States wanted to keep secret from the Soviet Union. For decades, environmental groups have speculated that there is more than concrete and metal in the 60-gallon drums. Now, through a DOD program that pays for cleanup of ammo dumps on reservations and ceded Indian territories, investigators hope to have answers later this summer. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.